Arizona's junior U.S. Senator Jeff Flake picked a fight with President Trump's style of politicking in his recent book, Conscience of a Conservative. That helped contribute to Flake's re-election bid seeming tenuous and led to him facing GOP primary challenges from the right. And if he were to emerge victorious there, he would take on well-regarded and well-funded Democratic Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema. We decided this would be a good time to assess Flake's time in Congress and the Senate to this point and gauge his chances of being reelected next year. With me to talk about that is Arizona Republic columnist Bob Robb. Now, Bob, you've known Jeff Flake since his days as the executive director of the Goldwater Institute. Did you expect him to become an elected official at some point?
I did not see in him political ambition or political skills. So it was actually a surprise to me, not only that he ran for Congress in 2000, but that he won fairly handily against a pretty strong field.
Jeff Flake, of course, has made a career of having his releases and whatnot about his anti-pork and anti-earmarking sort of thing. How much do you think that has defined him as a politician? And did you see that in the pre-political days? Did that seem like something he was interested in?
Oh, certainly. If he were to become a politician, a belief that government shouldn't play favors and that government funds shouldn't be dispensed on the basis of relative political clout, would be very much part of Jeff's DNA. And it has been what has defined him probably more than anything else on the national scene. Initially, he seemed to be on a quixotic mission to get rid of earmarks where congressmen in appropriation bills specify funds for projects that are of limited local importance, and ultimately made it Republican orthodoxy and got both the House and the Senate to pass bans on earmarks as part of the appropriation bills. So that sort of philosophy is very much what he's about. It alienated a lot of Republican office holders in the local government area, but he's not been afraid to embark on relatively lonely political quests. And sometimes, as in the earmark, he actually has changed the dynamic in Washington.
You and I talked about his book, and that, of course, created a stir because in addition to the issues in which he disagreed with the president, there was certainly that personal rift there. Do you think he has put himself in a precarious position politically, win or lose, and do you think that reflects on the kind of person and sort of congressman and senator he's been?
He certainly has increased his political vulnerability and made himself a larger target. He did so consciously. This has been described as an anti-Trump manifesto, and I think that is a fair description. Mm-hmm. And there's no question that made him more politically vulnerable. So it did if he lost. If he wins, it's impossible to figure out from this distance, 1 year or 2 years from now, what will be the political standing of a Republican who has stood up to Donald Trump. At some point, it has to dawn on people that part of the reason why things aren't getting done in Washington, D.C., is because of the president's superficial and erratic leadership. You can't be pointing your finger at Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan when it is clear to everybody that you don't know the details of the substance of the policies that you're pushing and are unable to engage senators and congressmen in substantive discussions of the issues. Certainly, there is a struggle within the Republican Party that Jeff has taken a decided position in. That makes him more part of the fray and is a position of vulnerability, but one he obviously consciously took and sought.
Last time you were here, we talked about the differences he had with President Trump on trade. What about immigration? How big an issue do you think that is for him personally, and how big an issue is that for him in this campaign?
It's big in both respects. He believes that moral principles are at stake, and he believes in generously treating those who have broken our laws to come here, and he believes in a generous immigration policy going forward, not just for high-skill immigrants, but low-skilled ones as well. That is an issue that Rivens the Republican Party. It will be the principal basis for the challenge by Kelly Ward or anyone else who gets in the race against him. It was the principal basis for J.D. Haver's challenge to John McCain and Kelly Ward's challenge to John McCain. And for about a third of Republican primary voters, that is the biggest issue, and they see it differently than Jeff does. Mm-hmm. So it's a big issue, both substantively and politically for him.
If Jeff Flake were not to continue as one of Arizona's senators, even for Democrats, how much would the state be losing by losing someone and what he represents?
If you care about the way politics is conducted and don't like the demagoguery, the name-calling, Flake's an important figure. He's one of the few who plays politics differently. And if it ends up costing him, well, that's a lesson learned for other politicians that don't have the moral qualms about how they conduct themselves that Jeff has. If he wins, it's also a message that perhaps the people of Arizona and the people of the country want a different kind of politics. Jeff has been one of the few national Republicans who pretty consistently have voted on a from a libertarian conservative perspective, irrespective of whether the proposals came from George W. Bush in terms of No Child Left Behind or Barack Obama and Dodd-Frank. You don't necessarily want to have a Congress of people like that, but you need some lodestars in Congress.
Bob Robb, thanks as always.
Good to be with you.